Hello, welcome to the KPFK Finance Committee meeting. Today is May 25th. It is 4:04, and I'm going to take the roll. Grace Aaron.
Here.
Ken Aaron.
Here.
Alan Beek.
Alan Beek is present.
Fred Blair.
Present.
Sue Cohen Johnson.
Here.
Bella DeSoto. Raymond Goldstone.
Present.
Michael Heiss.
Here.
Dave Johnson.
Dave Johnson is here.
Steve Kaiser. Kim Kaufman, that's me. I am the treasurer and secretary, and I am here. Michael Novick.
I'm Michael Novick, welcome.
King Riley. Lawrence Reyes. Janine Roan.
Present.
Lou Strauss.
Here.
Beth von Gunten will not be here today, and John Wenger. Okay. I'm calling the meeting to order. Can I get a timekeeper, please?
Oh, I'll do it. Just give me the parameters, please.
2 minutes, Bella, for speaker.
This is Beth letting you know that I'm here.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay, thank you, Michael.
No, Kim, please give me the timing parameters.
2 minutes per speaker.
Got it.
Can I get a motion to approve the agenda?
Approved.
Pardon me?
Well, Novick, so moved.
Okay.
Were you able to hear me on here?
Sue, yes, I have. And please ask to be recognized if you want to speak. So Michael moved the agenda. I will read the agenda for the stream.
Madam Chair, this is Bella.
Okay.
Madam Chair,
I'm
going to
read the agenda. Excuse me?
Madam Chair, did you call roll call?
I did, Bella.
Okay, and how many people are absent, and who is done?
Bella, this is, you are not recognized. I'm going to read the agenda for the
stream. You just recognized me. You just recognized me.
Fine, but I'm not going to respond to your question. I'm reading the agenda.
Oh, then you can say you are out of order. Then you can respond adequately then. Thank you.
I don't know what you just said. Okay, the agenda is call to order, request for timekeeper, approve agenda, approve minutes, review, what did we get last night? April financial statements with Julia Kennard, and then we have a long list of unfinished business.
The unfinished business should not be there. There are three motions.
Alan, please ask to be recognized when you want to speak.
May I be recognized?
Yes, Alan.
There are three motions that have been waiting for 2 months now to get on the agenda, and they're put way at the end again where they won't be reached in time. Those three motions should be moved up to unfinished business because
that's exactly where they are, Alan. That's where they're at. Okay, so under unfinished business, we have the election of permanent chair, we have the policy for fundraising, and then we have Alan's motions, and then we have a motion from Bella DeSoto about Zoom, and under new business, we have a motion from Grace Aaron about funding for the ads for the general manager search committee. And adjourn at 6:00. Any amendments?
Novick Visek.
Chair Janine to Gallo to be recognized.
Okay, I heard Novick, Roan, and Bella.
Yes.
Go ahead, Michael.
I think when Grace sent in the motion, she suggested it go on the agenda after the discussion of the financials. I'd like to move to take it there. I think we're not.
Can you speak louder, Michael? I cannot hear you.
Okay, there's a lot of noise coming somewhere on the line. I said that when Grace submitted her motion, she asked it to be placed on the agenda after the discussion of the financials with Julia Kennard. I'd like to move that it be moved up there. I think it's a non-controversial item that we should just sit quickly and should. Thank you.
I'll take a vote on it. Are there any objections to that, to moving that up after, before unfinished business and after the review with Julia Kennard?
This is Raymond Goldstone seeking the floor.
Go ahead, Raymond.
I object.
Okay, any discussion?
Okay. Yes, I'm sorry. This is Ken.
Okay.
I could not understand what the motion or was to move something on the agenda, but I didn't hear what it was.
Okay. Grace sent a motion a little while ago saying, whereas KPFK needs a permanent general manager as soon as possible, and whereas the KPFK General Manager Search Committee is ready to advertise open position, therefore be it moved that the KPFK Finance Committee approves as an expenditure of up to $1,200 for placing job listings.
Okay, so that's, and now the motion now is to move that higher on the agenda, right?
Yes, after.
Okay, okay, thank you. I just wanted to know what the motion was.
Okay. Any other discussion
on
this?
Yes, John Winger, with you.
John Winger, what'd you say?
I said I'd like to be.
Do you want to be on the stack? I'm confused.
I want to be in the speaking queue for discussion.
Okay. Okay, go ahead. Beth.
Also, you'll notice I'm here too.
I think this
motion is unnecessary because if we don't do it, the LSP has to do it. We'll do it anyhow, so we can save time by letting the LSP just do it because it's obvious it needs to be done. I'm done.
I heard Grace.
Hello.
Yeah, I heard Grace. Grace, you're next.
Yeah. You know, it's really urgent that we get a new general manager for KPFK. Our financial situation is dire, and we need leadership in the general manager post. And the urgency.
Wait, Grace, hold on. Can people please mute who are not speaking?
Kim, that noise seems to be coming from Sue Cohen.
Sue Cohen, can you please mute yourself?
I'm trying to figure it out.
Okay, go ahead. Okay. Sorry.
Okay.
Great. Yeah.
It should be obvious to everybody that KPFK urgently needs a general manager. I'm just asking for approval by this body for spending up to $1,200 for ads to post the job listing. This should be a no-brainer, and it should come right after the urgency. I'm asking that it be placed on the agenda right after we hear from our interim CFO, because it's such an urgent situation. And it may be true that the LSB will approve it, but we may be able to get this started sooner than a regular LSB meeting. I would like to get this approved tonight by the Finance Committee and tomorrow by the General Manager Search Committee. And then maybe we can get this accomplished, get these postings done before the next LSB meeting, because I believe it is in the budget. But anyway, it should be enough with the approval from this committee and the GM search committee to actually start putting these listings up. That's all.
Ruth, to the stat.
Go ahead, Ruth.
I know that we don't need seconds, but I second it anyway. It is of utmost importance, and I'm really glad Grace brought it up, and I hope everybody will vote for it. It would be nice to have a unanimous vote. Thank you.
Any other comments?
Was there a stack? I thought Michael Novick, Janine, and Bella.
You are recognized, Bella, you were on the previous stack.
What previous stack? You just started a stack before you allowed John
Bella,
Wenger and Grace to speak.
A motion was made since that first stack. Would you like to be on the stack, Bella?
Yes, I would. Thank you.
And that's all you have to ask. Go ahead, Bella.
Thank you. First of all, I want to have clarity. Is Ruth Strauss a member of the CAB or a member of the Finance Committee? Also, I see no objection for this motion. It should be placed where it was requested. I do not mind at all. Thank you.
Ruth Strauss to the stack.
Go ahead, Ruth.
I have gone through the bylaws. The bylaws state that I cannot be on an LSB committee. There is nothing that states that I cannot be a voting member of a committee. It's being looked into. I am announcing that if I cannot be a voting member, which there is nothing in the bylaws that says that, but if that is the case, I'm resigning from the CAB so I can vote here. Thank you.
Madam Chair, can I respond, please, Bella DeSoto?
Okay.
Thank you. Very quick. It is the policy of the CPB regulations that once you are a voting member of the CAB, you cannot participate in the governance structure of the LSB of the local station board to avoid conflict of interest. I wrote you about that. I explained that, Ruth. Thank you.
Recommend that this go, well, I'd like to make a motion that this issue go to governance, because I don't know what to do, and this is neither the time nor place to do it. So I'm moving that matter go to governance.
Point of order?
Yes.
Janine, can you make a motion?
Pardon me?
As chair, can you make the motion, or does somebody else have to make that motion?
Nope, not me.
Yes. The chair cannot make a motion. The
Bella,
body
you're
makes
not
the
recognized.
Motion.
Bella, you're not recognized. But, in fact, I can't make that motion because we have Grace's motion on the floor. So we will address that, and after we address Grace's motion, then we will deal with the CAB issue. Are we ready to vote on Grace's motion to move her motion up after Julia Kennard?
Point of information?
Yes.
This is Janine. Are we at a discussion point still here?
We've had a discussion. If you would like to say something further on Grace's motion, I haven't started the vote yet, so... would you like to speak?
I would.
Go ahead.
I'm wondering if there's an amendment that can, because we're unsure if it's in the current budget, if there can be an amendment that somehow addresses the possibility that it's not and where the funds would come from if it's not in the budget. I've often heard that our checking account for KPFK can be quite low. So
Janine,
as long as we're doing this.
Okay, yeah. This is out of order because it's debating on the motion.
No,
we're
I'm not debating.
Yes, you are. You're arguing for...
I'm not arguing.
Just, We're only focusing on where to place it. When we come to the motion, then we can ask questions. Otherwise, that's all we're voting on right now is whether to place it, leave it where it is, or place it after Julia speaks.
Hello, Lawrence, to the stack, please.
Go ahead, Lawrence.
So where's it being proposed to be placed, please?
After we hear from Julia Kennard, after her section.
Okay, thank you.
As opposed to being under new business. Did somebody else want to speak?
Michael, let me give a point of order. I just want to point out it was my motion to move it, not Grace's. Grace made the original motion, and I made a motion to change its position on the agenda.
No, I understand. I wrote that down in my notes, even though she did request it in her.
You did not explain
Bella,
that.
Bella, you do not recognize this is your second warning, Bella. Second warning. You need to be recognized before speaking. Are we ready to take a vote, or is there any more discussion? Okay, I'm taking a vote. This is to move, Grace, the motion about the General Manager Search Committee expenditure up in the agenda. Grace, how do you vote?
Yes.
Ken, how do you vote?
Yes.
Alan Beek, how do you vote?
I vote yes.
Fred Blair, how do you vote?
Yes.
Sue Cohen Johnson, how do you vote?
Yes.
Bella DeSoto.
Yes, and why could you not ask
Bella,
if there was
Bella, you cannot speak during a vote. Raymond Goldstone, how do you vote?
No.
Michael Heiss, how do you vote?
Whoops, yes.
Dave Johnson, how do you vote?
Dave Johnson votes yes.
Steve Kaiser, not here. Kim Kaufman, I'm going to pass. Michael Novick?
Yes.
King Riley, not here. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Janine Roan?
Yes.
Bruce Strauss?
Yes.
Beth Von Gunten?
Absent.
No, she said she was here. John Wenger?
Chair, point of order.
Lawrence, I'm in the middle of a vote. I have one more person to go. John Wenger?
I'm going to abstain.
Okay.
Abstain.
Okay, and I'm going to abstain also. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Beth requested an excused absence.
She did, and then she checked in. She was here for roll call. So I don't know what to say.
Call her again.
I mean, if she were here, she would be speaking up. I'll assume she's gone. Okay, I'm moving that up. Any other?
Kim, what was the vote?
Oh, I'm sorry. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 12 to 1 to 2. 12 yes, 1 no, and 2 abstain. So, any other amendments? Okay, so...
I'm sorry, Janine has a question, point of information.
Okay, go ahead, Janine.
When you just said, and the other amendment, I don't know what you were referring to.
I didn't say that.
It was any, not and, any.
I don't know what you're talking about. Sorry.
If I can follow up. It was literally the sentence you said before I asked for a point of information. I didn't.
She said any, not and.
Yeah, I think I asked, are there any other amendments to the agenda?
This is Janine.
Okay. What?
I was to be recognized before that motion, and so the reason was to put forward the motion that I emailed everyone regarding Zoom meetings and putting that on the agenda.
Janine, that motion is on the agenda. It already is on the agenda.
It's under Bella DeSoto.
So are there any objections to approving the agenda as amended? Okay. Approve minutes. Can I get a motion to approve the minutes? Let me just break for a moment. And give a little update here. As most people know, we have a new interim GM, which is Mo Thomas, an assistant interim GM, Ali Lexa. I have asked both of them, I invited both of them to come on this call today. Mo Thomas said he was getting on a plane at 7:15, Eastern time, and if he could get on this call in the beginning to, you know, say hello or whatever, he would do so. Now that it's 4:30, I'm assuming he's on his plane. And Ali Lexa said he would come if he was able. So I just want to let you all know that if he shows up, I will make space for him to speak. Can I get a motion to approve the agenda?
Michael Novick, so moved. No, you already approved the agenda, didn't you?
No, approve the minutes.
Yes, the minutes is what I was talking about.
Any amendments to the minutes? Any corrections to the minutes?
Bella, object.
Do you have any corrections to the minutes, Bella?
I was not able to read them.
Janine, to the stack.
Go ahead, Janine.
I am working off my phone, so the PDF documents are best for me. I can't open Word documents. So if anyone could PDF it and send it out, that would be great.
Are there any corrections to the minutes? So then, the minutes are approved. Any objections to approving the minutes?
Bella, object.
Any other objections to approving the minutes? Okay, I will note that Bella objects.
Point of information, Raymond Goldstone.
Yes.
In your announcement, you made mention of an IGM and an assistant IGM.
Huh?
And fool that I am, did Mr. Lewis resign?
I don't know. I just know that we have a new IGM. And he's not the IGM anymore.
Thank you.
Sorry, sketchy information right now. personnel issues are always awkward. So I just texted Julia.
Madam Chair, this is Bella DeSoto. May I be recognized?
Yes.
Yes, so I object to the item on the minutes regarding the motion that you passed without enough votes. Several people had to leave the meeting to go to the governance committee meeting, and which was scheduled at 6 p.m., and you were responsible for the time change of that meeting because you've pushed a motion on the prior governance meeting. Therefore, several people had to leave to not be late on that meeting. So you went ahead and took votes knowing that several people had left. And you should not have carried out those stop motion and passed the motion. So the motion that carries, that you said that carries, that moves to eliminate the three people who did not meet the three meetings.
Bella, you're incorrect. You're reading this wrong. You're reading this wrong. That motion that carries was to let John Tatum speak. Fred made a motion, and then Janine moved to adjourn. So we did not deal with Fred's motion. That's what the minutes say.
Okay, so that should be now in old business, should it not?
No.
And why not?
Because I had... I don't know, because I replaced it with better information that I sent you all.
Okay, then you needed to make that explanation. Thank you.
We'll deal with that when we get there. As I said, I'm waiting for Julia to get on.
I'm here.
Anyway,
I'm here.
Okay, so everybody, you know, I hope you have your P&Ls open, those who can do that. Hi, Julia, and welcome.
Hi. Are you hearing feedback? It's echoing.
To ask people to mute if you are not Julia Kennard. Thank you.
Okay, well, hello, everyone. I hope everyone's doing well. It's definitely been a hectic couple of weeks. And I'm sure it has been for everyone. Before we jump into the financials, I do want to just give you an update on the cash situation and payables, because I know that that is of concern for everyone. Please forgive me. Oh, I was about to sneeze. Oh, goodness, sorry. As of yesterday...
Sneezing is one of the small pleasures of life, Julia. Don't apologize for it.
I choked it back. KBFK, as of yesterday, had about $10,000 in cash with aged payables of approximately $190,000. That does not include, of course, central services, which we're not even discussing at this point. We were notified a couple of days ago that the electricity bill must be paid or they will disconnect next week. Obviously, we're not going to let that happen. So I spent some time with them on the phone today trying to figure out what our options are with getting that paid. It's a little over $60,000. And so we will, at a minimum, be working out a payment plan. The issue with the payment plan is that you have to actually make the payments, and it only spreads the past due amount out over 12 months. So instead of having around $7,500 to $8,000 a month bills, we would have that standard bill plus the payment plan for the past due. So we'd be ending up needing about at least $12,000 a month to be able to pay the utility on time. I have left, they're going to have someone from their credit department call me to see if there's a way that we might be able to stretch it longer than the 12 months, but we'll see about that. And we are going to have somebody look into some options that were mentioned at the National Finance Committee last night of some programs that, whether they be nonprofits, things like that, that help individuals and organizations that are struggling to pay their utility bills at this time. So more to come on that. The May fund drive, and I know there was a lot of consternation over that, but as of yesterday, they had raised about $98,500, and that's great. But as we know, it takes $100,000 just to pay payroll and health insurance. That's it. And so while we might be happy that $100,000 came in with the fund drive, even though it was cut short by a week, I'm sure that will be revving back up soon. But it has to be more than that to be able to sustain operations. So that's the struggle with where we are now. If we look at the if we look at the financial statements, I'll go ahead and look at the first tab. It says the percent change. To make everyone, not just the state of K, the state of the entire organization, down 4% over the organization, those are down 7%. CFA, down
20%. May I ask a question? I cannot hear you or understand, Julia.
I know. I was just about to say, Julia's fuzzy, like underwater.
Okay, it might be my earbuds. Let me take them out and I'll just speak into the.
Well, right now you're fine. Right now you're fine. So.
Okay. Well, just give me a shout if there's a problem.
Okay. Right now it's fine. Thank you.
Okay. Well, you can see I won't run through each number, but out of all of the units, we have 1, 2, 3, 4. Four out of the seven that are in the red as far as revenue goes. We have, I believe, two that are in the black just with operating income. Everyone else is experiencing losses, unfortunately. So, you know, a lot of expenses have been cut, and you can see that in column D across the board. Everyone has been cutting expenses. And, of course, that national operating, we know that a lot of that is attributed to the legal fees that have been incurred. So that is the story there. We're at a point where, you know, I know people do not like to hear it, but something has got to change with the expenses at KPFK, along with changes needing to be made with the fundraising. And of course, fundraising is a function of listenership, programming, that type of thing. Can you hear me okay? Can you hear me?
Yes, I was on mute. Yes, it's all good. Thank you.
Okay, sorry, I heard some rattling. I wasn't sure if that was me or not.
No.
You know, I have also provided the central services payments. KPFK at this point has not paid any central services this year to the archives or to the national office. And, of course, the national office is in a cash crunch as well, as with trying to pay legal bills, pay for things that are, you know, the commercial insurance, liability insurance, property insurance, things like that, that they do for all of the units. If we want to skip on over to the KPFK tab, I did make a small change, just decided to color code it to make it a little bit easier for the columns that you would want to compare to jump out at you, because I know it's a lot to look at these spreadsheets. So the orange columns, or the highlighted ones that are on the right side, in case there happens to be someone who cannot see color, column AE and column R are the total year-to-date versus the prior year-to-date, and then, of course, the two next to those in the yellow, column L and Y, are April. If you focus on column AF and AG, you will see the change versus of this April versus the prior year April, and then in the final column, the year-to-date April versus the year-to-date April last year. Because the station had a, I believe they had, it was April the month, they had a mini drive that that helped out some. The revenue is up 80% over the prior year. So, excuse me. The year-to-date change, though, is down 40%. Even though it says that it's down 30%, what I did is I recalculated it to pick up the website income that was broken out in the prior year. So if we include listener support and website income, revenue is down. Those two items are down 40% versus last year. Overall, revenue is down 55% versus last year if we include the PPP loan last year. So that's why it's different. It's more significant if we leave those PPP funds that were received under miscellaneous income on line 16 in January. Do we have any questions so far?
Yes, Madam Chair. Raymond Goldstone has a question.
Okay. Go ahead, Raymond.
Julia, of the, you said there's $10,000 in the bank. How much, if
correct,
any, how much, if any, of the $98,000 is banked?
Of what $98,000?
You said that there was revenue in the fund drive of $98,000.
Oh, yeah. That's gone.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
That'd be gone, yeah. Right, Julia?
Correct.
Yeah,
and I mean, I can pull it back up, but the station really does kind of stick around the 80% range. I'll pull it up real quick. Do I have the, here it is. I'm looking to see what's been the fulfillment on the May drive. And it is 83%. So 83% of that has been collected.
And spent on payroll.
Payroll, right. And help. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yep. So they've collected right at $82,000 of that. One of the things that has dropped off that was a saving grace for this week as well was the processing of sustainer credit card batches that are processed once a month. And that, unfortunately, has dropped, which really, I guess, should not be a surprise if we take into consideration the drop in listenership. I was thinking, and I need to get the report from the gentleman in the office. He was going to run some numbers to me to project out the next few months what that is. I know that it was $20,000 the month before, I believe, or it was less than 20, but it's slowly declining. That is not an area where a lot of renewal success is happening. I cannot speak at this moment to whether, to the degree of effort that has been put into renewing, how they contact members to have them renew, if it's email, if it's mail, if it's phone calls. That's something that I need to look into. And Kim might know that information, but at this point, I don't know to what degree that revenue is dropping is due to the drop in listenership or in the combination of having to take the time to actually get the people to renew, reaching out to them, not expecting them to just think of doing it.
Sue can tell you. Sue,
I'd like, I'll
may I be recognized?
Yes, and then I'll speak.
Okay, there's no, thank you. There's no renewals of direct mails going out at this time because there's no money. And even though we're paying thousands of dollars a month to rent the Pitney Bowes postage machine, there's no mailings going out because there's no money, which means there's no renewals. There's no renewals.
Okay.
There's no mailings of any of that stuff.
Okay. Thank you, Sue. Now, we do have email these days. That is sort of a new form of communication. Can you please mute if you're not speaking? We do have emails. They you know, the way we contact members is a problem that is being looked at. My question, and I don't know if you can answer this. I did speak to Terry about a week ago, and he said, and you know, I've never been able to separate the, if you're not speaking, can you please mute? Thank you. Separate the difference between the sustainers, the monthly sustainers, and the monthly payment plans on the premiums. But Terry did say to me that they were getting less payment for premiums lately. So that may be also a reason for that decrease. That's all I know. And it may be something. Don't know.
Right.
Sue, quickie.
No, Sue. Julia has the floor right now, Sue.
Okay, next.
I was just going to say that I've seen the report where he's able to run. I can't run the report myself, but he has sent me the report before that tells me the projection. And it does it by, like, payer type, but it also does it by, meaning credit card, cash, lump sum, whatever, where he has it broken out as to what is coming from which sustainer period, I believe.
Okay.
Hopefully I'm not misspeaking, but I'm pretty sure that I remember seeing that. I just have to find that old report that he had shown me once, and it has that breakdown of which year of sustainers it's coming from.
Okay. Well, you know, it's another area that we need to improve. Go ahead, Sue.
I think that there are no premium time payments other than sustainers.
Okay, thank you.
I'm sorry, there are no what payments other than sustainers?
Premium payments.
Time payments.
Ruth, to the stack, please.
Okay, Ruth, go ahead.
I don't know what Sue is talking about, but I have pledged for two things for premiums this month, and the charges went through this fund drive plus the last fund drive as well, and the charges went through immediately, so I don't know exactly what Sue is talking about. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I'll explain to you what I'm talking about, Ruth. There are a number of our donors who we offer a payment plan for the premiums. If you know,
I understand.
Okay,
I'm not that person.
That's what I'm talking about payments. So
okay, thank you.
What you're talking about is different than the payment plans that we're talking
Absolutely.
About.
Absolutely. Sorry. Okay. Sorry for the confusion.
Thank you. But I'm happy to hear that the check went through or the credit card thing went through. Okay. Any highlights from our expenses, Julia?
Can Bella be recognized?
Okay, so go ahead, Bella.
Yes, thank you, Julia. I just want to point out to you, Julia, and to everyone that report must have come from Memphis, which Terry Guy still uses, which is very, very helpful because it does classify by source where the funds come from. I know because I've worked with those reports.
Yeah, they don't
well,
use that
auditing
system anymore.
It came from a leader. Okay, if I may. So that is a very helpful report, much better than anything we get from Allegiant. So keep trying to understand that and breaking it down because that's where you get the individual source where the money is coming from, what category. But I wanted to let everyone here know that my monthly pledge, my monthly deduction from my bank account fell off March of last year. And I had not noticed that, and I was never notified. And that is because something changed with my bank card. And I'm wondering how many people, I had to reinstate it recently, I'm wondering how many people's bank cards that changed throughout the year for a number of reasons have fallen off from the map, and they're not followed up, and so KPFK is losing lots of money. So that's another area that needs to be checked. Thank you.
Thank you. Julia, you said something that I didn't hear, but my understanding is we haven't had Memphis in 2 years. Is that correct?
Correct. We don't pay for it, and the reports that he shows me are Allegiant reports.
Right. Okay, thank you.
So not Memphis, because Memphis
correct.
Is still open.
But it's not new. There's nothing. It's only historical information, Bella. We're using Allegiant. Super has, please mute. Sue, go ahead.
No, you answered it.
Thank you. Okay. Go ahead, Julia.
Okay. So if we go on down to line 26 and look at total operating expenses, KPFK has been holding steady at the reductions, still down about 40%. Essentially every area is down. We want to scroll on down. I know it's painful with staffing, and that has a trickle-down effect with retirement plan contributions, health care benefits is the main part of what's making up the reduction there. Administrative expenses, while we're still trying to deal with some issues with the telephone, it is down significantly from prior year. So we're getting there. We're down 49% versus last year. And that percentage there, that 161%, is not correct because there was a credit there. Something's not right there. Yeah, that credit. So I would still say that we're in the right direction. I would say that throughout the rest of the year, we will see that percent drop increase slightly, as long as they do not have to expend any funds to correct how the system was changed. That is still up in the air right now. There is still some concern that there might have to be some expenditures to get everything functioning properly, but more to come on that. The consultants on line 66, was something I would think that would be of pretty significant interest, up significantly from the prior year. In the past, the station did not use consultants in a temporary fashion. And for a couple of months there, at the beginning of this fiscal year, there were two consultants who were working, filling in temporarily as board operators. One of those has been moved over to be able to be part-time employee. And then the rest of this is another fundraising consultant that works with the pitches that makes up the difference of that.
May I be recognized, Madam Chair? Bella?
Yes.
I wanted to talk about that and why is that, and that should not be. We have a hiring freeze. We only have 5 or 6 paid staff at KPFK, and which then brings me up to the medical. The medical has been very exhaustive, very expensive for KPFK. Although it has dropped nearly half, now it's going back up. And I need to know, Julia, what is being done to keep that number low as possible. And I just heard someone had a major operation. And so KPFK gets sucked into all these medical costs that we cannot afford. We are non-profit. So
Bella,
can you look into that?
Bella,
okay, well,
this is inappropriate to...
I'm not even going to entertain that comment. What I will say, that threw me off there. What was before the health insurance question?
The consultancy, the consultants area.
She just addressed consultants area.
Yeah, well, she had a specific question, so I will yield to that.
Yeah, the question.
Those were approved by the board. And when the prior interim director, executive director was here, I remember specifically because that's when I started working directly with KPFK. So I believe it was October, November. Kim, you might remember, I'm not sure, that it was voted on I believe the National Finance Committee approved having the temporary. Whether they were temporary consultants or temporary part-time, because they had to have board operators. They can't be on the air without a board operator. So if we don't want to be in the air and we want to just record and play recorded material, then we can let the board operators go.
Please mute. Please mute.
And
thank you.
Julia, you are saying that, in fact, that these are strictly costs of board operators. Or
no.
One or two.
No.
Three.
One or two.
Part of it is also the person who does the pitches for some of the premiums.
Are you referring to Christine Blasdale?
I don't know that we're supposed to reference names.
Yeah, we're not doing that, Bella. We're not doing that, Bella. Anybody else? Okay.
I appreciate if you do not cut me off.
Time is
out. I appreciate if you do not
Michael,
cut me
are
off.
You timing
you
people?
Can ask, you
yes,
can
yes.
Ask
yes, I have. I thought you were done. I thought Bella was done.
Yeah.
Dave for the stack. Dave.
Go ahead, Dave.
And Mike for the stack, please.
Okay. Go ahead, Dave.
Julia, personnel expenses have gone up. Are you familiar whether or not we've laid anybody off in the last week or so and why the personnel and payroll expenses have gone up? Do you have any feedback for us on that? Thank you.
Sorry, I had to unmute. The personnel expenses are dependent upon if... And I'm saying that if there's the fluctuation, as you'll see, it's kind of gone down and then it popped back up. If somebody moves, what is it you call it, Kim, when you've been there a long time, the longevity, what do you call it? Seniority payment.
Seniority. Right.
Yeah. If someone meets the next seniority payment level, that might cause a bump. It could be if there are more days during a period. than the prior period. It also means if maybe someone was out sick, and then that means someone else has to fill in, and that can throw them into overtime very quickly, based on union rates and things like that.
Also, Julia just said that we had one of the board ops go off consultants and onto payroll. So that's going to bump it up, Dave.
Right.
Can I ask a follow-up? I noticed that the amount went from $85,700 in March, and then it went up to $101,000. It looked a little bit higher than just a bump. Just your comment.
Wait.
On the personnel expenses.
Oh, let's see. You went from – okay, you're looking at the total. Let's see. Yeah, I'll look at that. Yeah, it is a pretty big jump there. I can go back and look at that and see if there's something unusual there. I'm trying to think. We didn't have any, like you said, severance payments or anything like that I can recall. So I will look at that.
Ruth to the stack. Thank you.
And I'm sorry, who was that has raised the question about the payroll? I apologize.
Dave Johnson.
Dave Johnson, thank you.
Dave, thank you, Dave.
Michael
Heiss
is next.
Michael Heiss is next.
Yes, thank you. I have what I hope are three easy, quick questions. Going back up to line 9, website income, there was a significant amount.
Michael, can you back off your microphone just a bit? I got to pick up my earphone.
Sorry. Is this better?
Yes.
Okay. Is the website income on line 9 where it's empty for the current year? What was it and why isn't it now? The second question is on the insurance, are we self-insured or is it, which I guess is the answer, are we self-insured or is there a fixed premium? And finally, there was some discussion earlier about payment for premiums. If there are people on, quote, payment plans for premiums, again, a silly question, are the premiums shipped before the payment is complete? So aren't we underwater until they complete a certain percentage of the payment? Thank you.
Okay. I'll address question 1 first. The line 9 is rolled up into line 8 above it, and we stopped doing that because I was not able to determine how the prior business manager was coming up with those numbers. And then we determined, and I think we had discussed this before, we had determined that knowledge was not necessarily something that was important. Other than
so that's why you said the total is down 40%.
Correct. Yes. I've merged the two.
Thank you.
Yes. You're welcome. Let's see. What was the second question? I apologize.
About
no problem. Are we self-insured or is it a fixed premium?
No. Right. No. We are not self-insured. Is it fixed premium now? Yes, it is fixed premium. Yes. We're not.
All right, I only ask, and again, I'm very cognizant of personnel issues, but if it's a fixed premium, then it should, by definition, be fixed every month.
Well, but when you have people adding and subtracting, the people coming and going, then, for example, we had someone who started a few months ago, well, depending on when the cutoff was and when they submitted their paperwork, they ended up having like 3 months worth of insurance, depending on the vendor, plopped in that month.
Okay.
So that can cause, that causes some of the fluctuation. When we do the funding for KPFK, depending on who has come and who has left as an employee, it can change. I've had fluctuations, you know, could be $3,000 a month sometimes.
Okay, no, thanks. That's reasonable. The last question was payments for
the premiums.
And are those premiums shipped before they enough money has been paid to liquidate the costs?
Right. you would think the answer would be no, and I need to check into that because I've talked to so many people on a daily basis. I know that a story came up about that what you were saying being the case in a few scenarios. I cannot remember if it's KPFK or not. It might be another station. But I will find out about that. I do believe that there at times have been payment plans, and I'm not even sure if by looking on the website if we can tell that. But I will look into that. Hopefully, there's less of that than not. But
thank you. That would certainly one would think, as you suspect. But you know, you have to ask around here because. For my way of thinking, it would be pretty silly to send somebody a premium and for the station to have to pay for the premium, but then not get the cash until that's like Wimpy getting a hamburger today and paying for you tomorrow. So, thank you.
Right.
Sue, may I answer? Sue, may I answer?
No, Sue. Wait a minute. Number one, I have Ruth next, and then I have Sue. And then we're done because we're hitting our half-hour mark with Julia. Go ahead, Ruth. Ruth?
Janine, to the staff.
Ruth, go ahead. Okay. Sue, go ahead.
The only way they can handle the workload in membership is when all the premiums come in-house, they do a big mailing of everybody who's signed up and paid at least the first payment or maybe the second or third, and they mail them all at once. And that's a workload thing.
Okay.
Can I ask Sue a question about that?
Okay.
So, Sue, does that mean that we're shipping premiums to people that haven't fulfilled a significant enough portion of their pledge to pay for the premiums? That's, like, silly.
It depends upon what you mean by significant. If they've paid two or three payments, we pretty much assume they're contracted with their bank to pay the full 12 months of payments. And their bank, and it's going to be a big hassle for them to try to get a refund for the rest of the payments from their bank. Their bank is going to want to say, well, you signed up for this. You know what I mean?
Well, all right. I don't want to belabor the point now.
Okay.
It just sounds silly, but thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Michael. Janine, go, and then that's the last.
Thanks. I just wanted to bring up again that given our situation, our financial situation, and this the current rotating GMs, I'd like to ask again for the general ledger, a full set of documents, financial documents. You know, for instance, we have, you know, the $20,000 increase in salary, but we don't, you know, we don't have any way of really referencing even what role that is exactly, and that we have an additional consultancy now. And I think that along with a general ledger and a full set of financials, which I understand this committee used to get and was passed by the RLSC that we should be receiving them, along with a list of not who, but just the roles that are filled at KPFK. That it would be very helpful for us to know how much staff we have on and what their roles are, because we obviously need to cut even more. And we don't have a GM that is a constant. So is that possible for us to get? And if so, how quickly?
Janine, your question is, you know, dilatory. You've asked this multiple times. We're not going to deal with this Julia, thank you very much for
Chair.
Thank you, Julia. Thank
Chair,
you very
it's
much,
not
Julia.
Dilatory. We're in a different situation now.
No, we're not, Janine. And we never received all those financials. I don't know where you're getting your information.
Madam Chair, you are out of order. Madam Chair, you are out of order.
Okay.
I'd like to have Julia respond.
Julia is not going to respond because.
Can she
respond herself instead of you responding for her? This is not her area, and you know that, Janine. And it's dilatory,
I can follow up, please.
Again.
In our
first meeting
with Julia,
Janine,
she said she would forward them.
You're warned to come to order. And Bella is warned
to come to order.
Janine, you are warned to come to order. Sue Cohen Johnson, you are warned to come to order. I want silence.
How do I get on the stack?
Janine, to the stack.
There is no stack on this matter. We are moving
Bella
the agenda to Grace Aaron's motion.
Bella to the stack.
We are moving the agenda to Grace Aaron's motion.
Bella to the stack.
Grace, would you like to motivate your motion?
I challenge the rule of the chair. I challenge the rule of the chair.
I second that.
On what grounds?
On the grounds that you are dictatorial, you are out of order, you are insubordinate.
Bella, this is a warning. You are not to insult anybody on this committee, on the staff, or any person.
You need to be removed. You need to be removed as chair
Bella,
of this body. You are not in a...
Bella, this is a warning. I am going to call for a vote to mute you.
You are not going to do such a thing. You are dictatorial.
I'm calling for a vote to mute Bella for the rest of the meeting. I'm taking a vote. Grace Aaron, how do you vote?
Pass.
Kim Aaron, how do you vote? Okay. Alan Beke, how do you vote?
Is there a yes there yet?
Yes.
Yes, 10 votes yes. But before they go, say bye-bye.
Alan Beke, how do you vote?
Yes.
Fred Blair, how do you vote?
Yes.
Sue Cohen Johnson, how do you vote?
Pass.
Bella
Can you hear
Soto,
me?
How do you vote?
You are dictatorial and you
Bella,
need to be removed.
How do you vote?
No.
Raymond Goldstone, how do you vote?
Yes.
Michael Heiss, how do you vote?
Yes.
Dave Johnson, how do you vote?
Dave Johnson votes yes.
Steve Kaiser, not here. Kim Kaufman votes yes. Michael Novick, how do you vote?
No.
King Riley? Janine Roan, how do you vote?
No.
Ruth Strauss, how do you vote?
Abstain.
Beth Von Gunten? Not present. Lawrence Reyes? Not present. John Wenger, how do you vote?
Yes.
Grace, how do you vote?
Yes.
Sue Cohen Johnson, how do you vote?
Abstain.
Okay, that's 9 yes, 3 no, and 2 abstentions. Fred, can you please mute Bella? Thank you.
Done. By the way, there are two Bellas listed on the panel.
Okay.
Point of information?
Yes, Janine.
Well, I believe on one of our prior meetings, either here or with the Governance Committee, that there was mention that the California law is that every member needs to be able to be heard. And so I don't know that we're abiding by that in this meeting right now.
Okay, well, we already passed a motion, as you know.
No, I'm saying that we're not, I don't know that that's a correct response. What I'm saying is we're violating California code by not allowing a member to be able to communicate. So
okay.
I object to this.
Hey, how you doing?
Get
that out.
Sue Cohen-Johnson, can you please mute yourself?
Oh, sorry.
Okay, so noted, Janine. Grace Aaron, can you motivate your motion about the general manager search?
Yes. I'm sure we all understand that it's very urgent that we have a permanent general manager and that we have as many qualified applicants as we can get. So in order to do that, we need to advertise the job listing. So I just would like, we'd like approval of the expenditure of up to $1,200 to post this job opening as soon as possible. So just asking this body to approve that.
Any discussion? Okay, I heard Raymond and Michael Heiss.
Okay, who's up?
Oh, well, I called Michael, you want to go first?
Yeah, I'll make it quick. I don't object to the motion at all. I'm just concerned that I leave it to whomever, the search committee, but that the ads be placed in general circulation or industry-specific places so that we get as wide a range of applicants as possible and that we don't focus too closely by placing ads in places where you're only going to get a certain type of applicant.
Raymond Goldstone?
Yes. My objection to the motion, although I do not intend to provide a substitute, is that we should be recommending something to the LSB. I do not believe that we have the authority as a committee of the LSB to spend a penny. Thank you.
Michael Novick,
okay.
Just a second.
Michael Novick, and then I'll speak. Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, the LSB, unfortunately, did not have another regular meeting scheduled until the third Sunday in June. We need to advertise this immediately because we'd like to be able to, you know, be taking in applicants all through June. You know, so we have about a month to get some good applicants in. We are planning to advertise where we have previously an additional general circulation newspaper with the Black journalists, Hispanic journalists, LGBTQ journalists, the Association of Communications, the Asian American Pacific Islander journalists, the Current with the CPB, and it's already up on the Pacific.org and the affiliates and KPFK, and we're getting it up on the other KPFK, the other Pacific stations. And we'll be doing it to other related Southern California broadcasters and others. And the amount is roughly what we spent the last search. Thank you.
Lawrence to the stack.
Okay, go ahead, Lawrence. I'll go after.
Thank you, Chair. So, Michael and GM Search Committee members, knowing that we are strapped financially, can we rely on the free resources that are out there to post this position? Because it, you know, hearing the dire financial space that we're in, and the fact that we're at risk of the energy being pulled out of us, I would definitely like to know if there's any other resources, any other options that you have looked at that are either more cost efficient or free.
May I reply?
Okay.
Well, we're required by Equal Opportunity Employment to advertise in a general circulation newspaper in our area, which can be costly, and then we want to do an affirmative action search and all those sites that I named. pay for the advertising. We're putting out in many other places that are free, but we don't think that's sufficient. Thank you.
Could Fred be recognized?
Okay.
I've been on a number of these search committees, and I just want to provide a little point of information that about 90% or more of the cost is to advertise in the Los Angeles Times. That's the big cost. Most of the other venues are either free or very low cost. And I think we've got we know the major publications that we have to hit. That's it.
This is Grace for the Stack.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yes. I have spent a number of hours in the last few days searching for free places to post job listings, and there aren't that many out there. And in order to get enough distribution of this job listing, especially so that we get resumes from diverse people, we need to outreach to the communities of color, Black, Latino, Asian, et cetera, publications. And most of them do charge something to post. There aren't that many places where we can do free job listings. There's one in particular called Current where we can particularly post for people with media experience, radio experience. So that's really important. And Fred, I hate to differ with you, but I believe the LA Times ad was about $400. But I'm finding that these other places where we would like to post do charge $100 to $200 each. So they're not that moderate in price as we would have hoped. So being that there aren't that many free places to post, and the ones that we'd like to post that we've posted in the past do charge something, it will probably run up to $1,000 to $1,200 if we want to do a robust search and get many qualified applicants applying.
10 seconds.
If we go to just generalize search places to post, like Craigslist that are free, we may get thousands of applications.
Time.
And that would be counterproductive.
Okay. I'd like to speak. First of all, I mean, we are stone cold broke. They're going to turn off our electricity, you know, in like a week and a half. And they've made a payment plan. We still can't pay that. So I don't know where any money is coming from. Now, Julia texted me saying Cynthia from NEDA, the HR person, posts the ads. No need for board to approve funding the ads. I'm not sure what that means. But it's why I abstained on putting this motion. I can't in good conscience vote to spend money we don't have. And no, it's not on the budget, which was $1 million in deficit anyways. So I can't vote yes. And I understand that y'all want to need this. So
Ruth,
please just wait until I'm finished speaking.
I'm sorry. That's why I said excuse me. I'm sorry.
Thank you. What I would like to do, I mean, so Julia says that Cynthia posts the ads. I don't know if that means they pay for them also. I would vote contingently on whatever the vote is, that I find out what she means by that and what that process entails. So I'm adding an amendment that Grace's motion is contingent upon my finding out what that means about Cynthia post the ads, and it doesn't need board approval. So I guess we have to address my amendment now.
This is Grace for the SAC.
Okay. Ruth, do you want to speak? I mean, I just made an amendment, so now we're speaking towards this amendment.
All I wanted to say, and I probably shouldn't even be saying it, but it sounds to me like it means that National pays for it, if that person that you mentioned is a National person. That's all. Thank you.
Yes.
That's conjecture.
Yes, mine too. So I'm asking for a day for me to find out before anything gets done. Explain that this committee wants this and what is the process for doing that. So that's basically, the committee is going to vote on the whole motion, and I suspect it will get approved in 2 minutes or whenever we finish this. So, but I want my motion to be contingent upon, my speaking with Cynthia or Julia and finding out what that process is.
Point of information.
Okay, Raymond.
My question is, how much money does the Finance Committee have in its budget?
Zero. We're minus. We're zero. We're minus. Currently, we're minus $400,000 plus, whatever we haven't paid for central services, which I didn't add it up from a couple of weeks ago. We're like $600,000 in arrears.
Excuse me, Madam Chair, but I didn't ask how much money KPFK had or didn't have, but how much money does the Finance Committee have?
Oh,
in its
zero.
Budget? Thank you.
Okay. Julia just texted me. I guess she's listening. KPFK pays, but the committee does not place the ads. Board committees do not have a budget, yes. So my motion is somewhat moot now. Julia's not telling us how we're going
to
pay for it.
Grace, Chair? Lawrence, but, stack up
you know, Lawrence, it would be good if you just let me finish my sentence. I said,
yeah,
Julia's
but you're not,
not
recognizing the stack, Chair.
There was no one on the stack when I started that sentence, Lawrence. I just was saying Julia did not tell us how we were going to pay for it. So go ahead, Lawrence.
I believe Grace
Sam,
asked for this
Grace.
Question for me.
I asked to be on the stack
okay.
before Lawrence.
Okay. I need to revise my or withdraw my amendment and change my amendment from, whatever the committee decides, National will place the ads. That's all. That's my amendment.
Okay. Go ahead,
Grace.
Yes. I'd like to say that placing these ads is fairly time-consuming, and you don't know how much they're going to cost until you finish inputting all the information. So this would be a real task and that would overload Cynthia Dobek, the HR person, to place those ads. I believe that the protocol was different in the last GM search, so I'd like to punt this over to Michael because he was on that GM search committee, and he will explain how these logistics were accomplished. It's up to the GM search committee to decide on where these ads should be placed, not on an HR person from NETA. So, the payment has to be worked out. But it's absolutely, it would be pennies wise and pound foolish to not search for a permanent general manager and just limp along the way we're going. We need to have a general manager, and $1,000 or $1,200 is a small amount of money to get that accomplished. And I'd like to ask Michael to explain what the protocol was for the last GM search.
Okay.
Excuse me. I object to that. I am on the stack, and I was on that search committee as well.
Lawrence, just hang on 1 second. I just want to say,
okay,
Grace, you misspoke about what I said. They do not choose the ads. They only place them. I don't know anything more than that at this point. Lawrence, you're next.
Thank you. So I know our customary practice and what's codified in the bylaws is that the search committee does a search, places the ads. I don't object to NEDA HR helping us, but we've never done that. So I think it's also very time consuming and labor intensive for Cynthia Dobrik to engage in this, which this is a local bylaws function of the search committee. And so I just want to make that point, because I think Grace is right. This is our work to do. It's our charging bylaws. When it's not muted, please mute yourself. It's very rude.
Thank you.
That's what I wanted to add. And now if you want to recognize Michael, I'm okay with that. But I was also on that search committee, and that's some of the work that we did. Thank you.
Michael, do you want to speak?
Yeah, very briefly, what we did last time is we vetted the job description and the plan with the NETA, and then we placed the ads, the IED made available, the Pacifica credit card, because almost all of them have to be done online with the credit card. And as Gary said, it's quite time consuming just to go through all the websites and enter the information that's needed. So the committee did that at no cost in terms of that work. But that was the practice last time.
Well, I have a request for information. Are you intending to go through that process now and have NEDA vet the ads?
That was the question to me. I'm sorry. I'm picking somebody up at the airport, and I can barely hear you.
My question to those on the GM search committee, based on what Michael Novick just said, that NEDA vetted the ads previously, are you going to go through that same procedure?
The compliance officer just asked that we keep a record of everything and screen where we advertise it, the idea being that it had to be a very wide and affirmative action search.
Raymond Goldstone to the stack.
Go ahead, Raymond.
As I understand what's being said, it was at least initially paid for by the then IED.
No.
And
no, it was a Pacifica credit card.
Well, who controls the Pacifica credit card?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, I am confident it isn't the Finance Committee.
Yes, or the LSB.
And it strikes me that we are simply exceeding our jurisdiction, and I object to that.
Madam Chair, point of information?
Yes, Michael?
No, I just wanted to, as a timekeeper, point out that we've got only 30 minutes left. Thanks.
Yes. Okay.
Chair, I have a request for information, Lawrence.
Yes, Lawrence.
I understand that somebody has been muted. Is that a new rule of the committee?
No,
because I understand
rule.
That Bella has been muted.
Yes, Bella, we followed the procedure that the LSB approved several months ago, Lawrence.
And what procedure is that? Because I don't recall voting in the affirmative to mute members of this committee.
I will send you
that was
the
big controversy before, And I really don't think that's a good practice.
Lawrence, you were on the governance committee where we wordsmithed that motion, and it got approved by the LSB. It is in, I believe, governance minutes, and if they're LSB minutes, it's in those minutes.
I object to muting anybody. Can you please restore Bella's rights to participate in this committee?
No, I'm sorry. She was warned 3 times. It was a vote of the committee per what the LSB voted on. No.
Well, I'm going to make a motion that we reconsider that. And
that's fine, but motion to reconsider is
always in order at the meeting in question.
I'd like a motion to reconsider
your decision to mute a member of this committee. That's my motion.
And it
doesn't need a second. And to reconsider, Chair, I'm sorry, to reconsider is in order at the meeting that it's being asked to be reconsidered. So that's,
point of order.
That's my motion.
Point of order, Raymond.
Yes.
It's my understanding that the motion to which you refer also does not take a vote away from the muted member.
No, it does. Yes, it does. We've already been through this. I will send you that motion as soon as I can find it. The vote to mute Bella was 9 yes, 3 no, and 2 abstentions. Lawrence, you were not here for the vote, so you cannot make
Excuse
a motion
me.
To reconsider.
I was unable to unmute. So I'd like to ask for a chair.
Come to order. Silence. Silence. Raymond has the floor.
I wasn't discussing the vote that was taken, but it is my understanding that if there is a vote on the amendment or on the motion, that Bella can vote.
Okay. Raymond, you are incorrect. I will find that motion and read it again for this committee. Lawrence, I have a point of order, Chair.
I'm asking for a ruling of the chair.
Lawrence, I am speaking.
In regards to my motion for reconsideration.
Lawrence, I am speaking. When I finish speaking, I will recognize you. You were not here. You were not muted. I checked Maestro, and you were not on the call. Go ahead, Lawrence.
Well, I was on the call. I was unable to mute my phone, but I was on the call. I've been on the call, according to my register, an hour and 18 minutes and 57 seconds. So I'm asking for a ruling of the chair for my motion to reconsider, for Bella to be restored, to having voting rights, and to not be muted any further. And that is not only for Bella, that's for any member. I really think that this is a complete disenfranchisement, and it's not okay. It is not okay, Chair. So I'm asking for a ruling from you, and I will move after you rule, Chair.
Here is the motion that the Governance Committee approved with Lawrence on the Governance Committee, wordsmithing it as we worked it, and the LSB approved. Upon a first minor incident interrupting a speaker, for example, the chair would give the member a warning. Upon a second incident, a second warning should be given. Upon a third incident in the same meeting, the chair may ask the body to consider a vote to mute the member for the remainder of the meeting. Such a request should be voted on immediately and would not be debatable. If the member continues disruptive behavior, he will be asked to leave the assembly, and if he fails to do so, may be barred from future participation. The LSB and the Governance Committee both voted for this.
Well, I'm asking for a ruling. You read a motion that I'm asking to be reconsidered, and the actions that have been taken from this committee to reconsider, because as Remy Goldstone pointed out, Chair, it does not preclude her from voting. It mutes her, but it does not preclude her from voting. So I want my motion to reconsider is to restore full rights to this member and any member that is muted. And you could ask the member if she or he has atoned their ways and are willing to participate in the meeting. But she is not prohibited from voting, according to the motion you just read. So, again, I ask for a ruling, Chair.
My ruling is your reconsideration is totally out of order. First of all, Lawrence, I'm not finished speaking.
Well, you get to finish, Chair. You get to finish.
This is a warning to you to not interrupt any speaker. My ruling.
Can I be recognized?
No, I am speaking, Lawrence. You asked me for a ruling, and I am giving you my ruling. And my ruling is that this was a fair vote. It is what the motion says. Says nothing about they can have voting rights. If you mute somebody for the rest of the meeting, they're muted. Period. That's what the motion says that you approved. If you want it reconsidered, go to the LSB. You did not even vote at this vote. So you cannot reconsider it. That is my ruling.
If I could be recognized.
Lawrence? Second warning. Would you like to be recognized? Ask so.
I just asked you if I could be recognized.
No, you didn't. You started talking. So
when I started talking, I asked if I could be recognized, Chair. That's what I said. If I cannot be recognized, Chair.
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you. So this is weaponizing something that is, I believe at this point, not appropriate. So my motion to reconsider, I appeal your ruling. I do not agree with it. And I ask for a vote on your ruling.
I need a second.
It doesn't need a second from committee, right? From what I understand.
Not on a challenge.
Second, I'll second it.
Not on a challenge to...
Okay, you're right. Thank you, Chair.
But I heard Novick second it. Okay? Any discussion? Okay, well, I guess
discussion.
We're ready for a vote. Go ahead, Sue.
Yeah, I think you should... This is a very serious issue, so I think you should be careful with your first warning and make sure for sure that it's serious enough to start a disciplinary procedure. Thank you.
Anyone else?
Yes, John to the queue.
Go ahead, John.
I regard this issue of persistent interruptions as a denial of service attack upon the workings of this committee. As our timekeepers pointed out, we're running out of time. And as we have any memory at all, we'll recall this has been going on for months. And the fact is the station is failing, and these continual denial of service attacks are a direct attack not only on the membership rights or the rights of the Finance Committee members, but it's a direct attack on the entire station, on the existence of Pacifica. And so whatever the meaning, whatever the exact wording of the motion is, that governance passed and the LSB passed, that's what it is. The fact is we have to stop the interruptions because that's a direct attack on the functioning of the station. We might as well be setting off smoke bombs in a physical meeting or something. It is a direct attack on the functioning. So I'm done.
Thank you. Thank you, Wenger. Anyone else? I will speak. I mean, I guess we're ready for a vote, so I will speak.
Chair, I'd like to speak. You
you've
get
already spoken, Lawrence. I'm looking for other people who haven't spoken.
Okay.
I'm not going to give you a sec. I'll speak.
Go ahead.
I think that there's been a steady pattern of disputation between the chair and the person who's muted, and I think that the responsibility of the situation is not one-sided. I think the chair provokes and is very quick to try to mute that person inappropriately and to give warnings and repeat the warnings in the same single conversation. I think it's inappropriate.
May I ask you, I'm not sure what you mean there's a disputation.
It's an argument.
Okay. Okay, whatever. Anyone else? Otherwise, I will speak, and then we'll go to a vote, because I will be the last speaker. These interruptions have been going on long before I became chair. They're historic, and they go on at the LSB, and they're never disciplined, and they don't stop. I don't know how else to ask people and get them to comply with a simple rule of asking to be recognized before interrupting other speakers. Obviously, I think this is a fair vote. It's a fair process. And the solution is the member needs to stop doing this. That's all. And it won't happen again. That's the solution. Don't speak, interrupt people. So are we ready for a vote on...
Chair, I have a request for information.
Yes.
Okay, so that's across the board. I mean, you are constantly interrupting.
This is
using
not a request for information, Lawrence. You're arguing.
I know. I'm going to ask you, does that apply to you as well?
I'm the chair, Lawrence. What does that mean? What does that even mean? That's not a point of information. A point of information has to do with rules.
That was a question. And you constantly use the chairmanship to interrupt.
But Lawrence, you're arguing, and you're arguing not on point. Okay.
Point of order.
Go ahead, Grace.
This is Grace. We're spending a huge amount of time on this. Can we please go to a vote?
I am going to a vote. I am just marking my thing. Grace, how do you vote? No, what we're voting on is Lawrence wants to reconsider the vote that we took that he didn't vote on, and I'm saying that's completely out of order because you can't reconsider a vote you didn't take.
We're voting.
So
I vote. Can we vote now?
Yes, but the vote.
I vote against reconsideration.
Okay, you're voting to uphold the chair. So a yes vote upholds the chair and no to reconsideration. So yes vote is upholding the chair.
Okay,
so Grace,
yes to uphold the chair.
Right. Ken, how do you vote? Alan Beek, how do you vote?
I'm sorry, I was muted. I was muted.
That's okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I vote yes.
Alan Beek, how do you vote? I'll come back to Alan. Fred Blair, how do you vote?
I vote to uphold the ruling of the chair. Yes.
Thank you. Okay. Sue Cohen, how do you vote?
Yes.
Raymond Goldstone, how do you vote?
Yes.
Michael Heiss, how do you vote?
Uphold the ruling with a note that we're 10 minutes left.
Yes, I understand. Dave Johnson, how do you vote?
Dave Johnson votes yes.
Steve Kaiser, not here. Kim votes yes. Michael Novick, how do you vote? King Riley, not here. Janine Roan, how do you vote?
Okay.
Bruce Strauss, how do you vote?
Abstain.
Beth Von Gunten. And John Wenger.
Yes.
Alan Beek.
Pass.
Well, you can't pass. You already passed. We're on the second round. I have two other passes. I'll come back to you. Sue Cohen-Johnson, how do you vote?
Abstain.
Janine,
you haven't taken my vote.
Oh, I'm sorry, Lawrence. Go ahead, Lawrence.
No.
And Janine, not present. Alan Beek, how do you vote? Yes to uphold the chair and no not to.
Tell him he can abstain if he wishes. He doesn't understand that, I don't think.
Are you going to ask him to be recognized?
I just did, Lawrence. Alan B., can you hear me?
Yes, I do hear you.
Do you want to vote yes to uphold the chair or no not to?
I'll vote yes to uphold the chair.
Thank you, Alan. 9-2 abstentions. Okay, so let's deal with the let's vote on Grace's motion. Okay. Who votes yes on Grace's motion?
What's the motion?
Ask if there's any objections.
I vote yes.
What's the motion?
Whereas KPFK needs a permanent general manager as soon as possible, whereas KPFK General Manager Search Committee is ready to advertise this open position.
Okay.
People. Grace, how do you vote?
Yes.
Ken Aaron, how do you vote?
Yes.
Alan Beek, how do you vote?
Pass.
Fred Blair?
I vote yes.
Sue Cohen-Johnson?
I vote no.
Raymond Goldstone?
No.
Michael Heiss?
No.
Dave Johnson?
Dave Johnson votes yes.
Steve Kaiser, not here. Kim passes. Novick?
Yes.
King Riley, not here. Lawrence Reyes, how do you vote?
Yes.
Janine Roan? Not here. Ruth Strauss, how do you vote?
Yes.
Beth Von Gunten? Not here. John Wenger, how do you vote?
I abstain.
Alan Beek, how do you vote?
Yes.
We're second round, Alan. So you have to vote. Yes, no, or abstain. Alan?
I hear you, but I don't know what the meeting, what the vote.
We're voting on the KPFK.
We're moving on.
The general manager ad budget for $1,200 to spend on ads for the general manager search.
I'll vote yes.
Okay. And Kim is going to have to abstain. So it's 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8, 8-3-2-2. Okay, so that's approved. So, did you all read my what I sent out about the election? Hello?
I call that motion in the interest of time.
Pardon me?
The motion that you put up, I call that motion in the interest of time, please.
Okay. I don't know what you're talking about. Right now we're dealing with who is eligible to vote for the committee. I will read what I sent out, and I hope we can agree to this. Okay. So at the last governance committee meeting, we added this provision to this policy that LSB members and public members who have been members of the committee as recognized in the minutes during the prior year continue their membership in the new year. So as I said, this has not been, ratified by the LSB yet, but I believe it will be, and I'm going to accept it. So that solves the problem of who can vote. And here are the members of who can vote. Grace Aaron, Ken Aaron, Alan Beek, Fred Blair, Bella DeSoto, Raymond Goldstone, Michael Heiss, Sue Cohen-Johnson, Dave Johnson, Steve Kaiser, Michael Novick, King Riley, Lawrence Reyes, Janine Roan, Ruth Strauss, contingent upon the cab thing, and Beth Von Gunten, and John Wenger. So, are there any objections to this list? Oh, praise Lord, there's none. So I'm going to send this off to Terry Goodman. No objection.
John to the queue.
Go ahead.
There's something you said there about this will go out in the month of April, which would, if we left it as April.
No, I said nothing about April.
Just now you didn't, but the thing you mailed out talked about April. It was an old document, and I think this has to be, whatever you're sending, don't specify that it has to be, the ballot has to be sent out in April, because that would be stupid.
I see what you mean that's, yes, I will update that to correct it. That was, like 3 meetings ago when I put that.
I understand. I'm just pointing it out.
Yes. Thank you. Okay.
King Riley to the stack.
Hi, King.
Hi, I'm here. That's all I wanted to say. And I got here at the start of this section.
Okay. I'm going to make a request to these members that when people come onto the meeting, that they announce themselves, and they announce themselves when they leave the meeting so we know what's going on here.
Kim? Can Fred be recognized?
What?
Can Fred be recognized?
Fred, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say I did see King join the meeting about 40 minutes ago.
Okay. But I would still, wait until somebody's not speaking, and please announce yourself, and also let us know when you've gone.
I second.
Okay. So you'll all be receiving your ballots, and I will discuss with Terry what his time frame is, and I will update that. And so that's settled. And as far as I'm concerned, this meeting is adjourned. We're time certain, and we'll deal with everything next. So thank you for the meeting, and see you next time.